And I was actually recently reading about the fact that you helped 15 American students get back from Peru after they were stuck there during the COVID outbreak. Can you tell me a little bit about that? That was very interesting.
Yes, you know, we have thousands of Americans around the world. In New Hampshire, we've had over 50 Granite Staters who have contacted our office who are looking for help to get back to the United States. And we have a number of them were in Peru, and we worked with a student group, including a young woman named Isabel Estes from Hanover, New Hampshire. She was with a group of students ages 15 to 18, so they were high school students. You can imagine how concerned their families were to have them in Peru with teachers. They were asked not to leave their hostels because there was a concern, lockdown in the country of Peru. There was a concern about how to get them back out of the country. We were able to work with the State Department to get them on a bus, a 9-hour bus ride to Lima, the capital,
wow,
where they were able to come out by plane. And so it's been one of the success stories. We've worked, I think at this point, we've gotten over 30 people out of back home to New Hampshire who were around the world visiting or touring. And it's really gratifying to be able to get people back home, especially at a time like this. We had a couple who were in Egypt. They both got the coronavirus. They were treated in a hospital in Egypt. They were concerned about the health care they received. And so it's bad enough to be stranded overseas in the best of times, but at a time when health care is difficult, when there is a pandemic like the coronavirus, people are very anxious and really want to get home. So we've been working hard to try and get everybody back that we can get back, and working, as I said, very closely with the State Department. I was on a call at the end of last week with the Deputy Secretary of State, and he was telling us that we still have over 25,000 Americans around the world who are trying to get back to the United States.
Wow, that's a large number.
A very big number. And again, when times are so uncertain, people want to get home, and we want to get them back to America where we can take care of them and make sure that people can get home.
Any idea out of those 2,500, how many are from New Hampshire?
I think it's 27,000.
Oh, 27,000. I'm sorry.
And I don't know how many. I know that we are working with about 50 people now. We still have, I think, 20 people who are still overseas, who we're still working to try and get back. So we've had over 50 contact our office. We've gotten about 30 of them back to New Hampshire, and we've still got about 20 to go.
Okay, that's great. Well, congratulations on that that effort. Sounds like you're doing a great job there. Did you get a question in, Gino?
Yes, I did. I'll try to go through it before, try to just preference it a little bit, but here it goes, Senator. It says the EIDL SBA loan, $10K advance. This particular listener applied 9 days ago, and I've heard the same story from everyone that he know has applied with no response. When applying, they said you would hear back in 3 days. Is it supposed to be an expedited process to provide the immediate help to those businesses in need? However, nobody has heard back, never mind in 3 days. What can be done to fix this?
Yeah, this is a real problem, and we've got to make sure that it works better. The goal was, these are emergency loans. Actually, there are two programs. One is the emergency loan program, but there's also an emergency grant program that you qualify for and apply through the same application process. Those grants are supposed to be available up to $10,000 in 3 days. We have heard from people all over New Hampshire who say that they have applied and they haven't heard anything. So this is something we have got to jump on. We've got to get the SBA to figure this out and make sure people get that information, because people who are applying for those emergency loans generally are really desperate. They need that money and they need it yesterday. And so we need to make sure the SBA is responding. And this is an issue we raised with the administrator Carranza of the Small Business Administration last week when I was on a call with her. We've also sent several letters expressing our concern about this, but we're going to stay on it until this gets fixed so that people know what the answer is and they can get the help they need.
And there was one little follow-up here to that question as well. It says also, no one seems to know when the $600 in addition to the unemployment will begin. Any ideas on any of that?
My understanding was that that has begun this week. Again, you might, I don't know if the Department of Employment Security has it up on their website or not, but I was talking to some mayors last week who told me that they had heard from people who had already gotten their unemployment compensation, including that additional $600 a week. So the way the new enhanced unemployment compensation program will work is that we added an additional 13 weeks to the existing 26 weeks that's available through New Hampshire's unemployment program. So people will be eligible for up to 39 weeks of unemployment. In the first 4 months, everybody can receive an additional $600 a week through that employment, and that's federally backed. All of those costs, the additional weeks of unemployment, the additional funding, will all be paid 100% at the federal level, so it won't be paid by the state of New Hampshire. The other provisions that are available through unemployment, it's now available through this enhanced program to independent contractors and self-employed. So there are some additional benefits. Again, it's my understanding that those are already available. If people are having trouble and they're not getting an answer on that, again, please let our office know, 647-7500. We will look into that and get back to you because we want to make sure that that help is available as soon as possible.
So to kind of wrap things up, and that was a great answer, and we appreciate all your assistance there. What kind of advice do you have for Granite Staters coping with coronavirus right now? What are your kind of final thoughts?
You know, as challenging as all of the economics of this are, people being laid off, small businesses closing, the number one thing we can do to address that, to make sure that those small businesses can open, those people can get back to work, is to defeat this coronavirus. That means doing everything we can to comply with the new CDC guidelines around wearing face masks when we go out or go to a grocery store, go out in public. It means social distancing, staying away from our neighbors, something that New Hampshire has been doing very well. People have been very responsive to the governor's stay-at-home order, to doing all of the things that the Centers for Disease Control has been telling us, because the most important thing we can do is make sure we defeat this. That's why we so appreciate all the work that our hospitals are doing, all of the medical workers who are on the front lines, everybody who is still out there working because they're providing essential services. And it's really heartening to see the number of people in New Hampshire who are pitching in. There was a great story in several papers in the Mount Washington Valley about what people are doing in Carroll and Coos County to try and help medical workers who need masks, to try and help their fellow citizens. And that's what's going to get us through this.
Excellent. Well, we really appreciate you being on with us, Senator Shaheen, and we wish you the best, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you all. One of the things that people haven't talked a lot about is what you all are doing as radio announcers and what radio and TV commentators are doing across this country to get people information so they can stay abreast and stay in touch. So thank you all very much for what you're doing.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you for Jean Shaheen and her time. That was awesome. Thank you to everybody who texted in to 603-356-9145. We'll be back on Wednesday with another edition. And remember, we are on Magic 104 Today's Hits and 93.5 WMWV. This has been Drive Time.